Forget Prayers, Bring Cake, A Single Woman's Guide to Grieving. Read by the author, Marissa Nathan Gerson. I love you. I love you more. All right, I'll take the balance. Dedicated to my inimitable father, Alan Gerson, June 19, 1945 to December 1, 2019. Grief, a deep and poignant stress caused by or as if by bereavement. A cause of such suffering, trouble, annoyance. Loss, destruction, ruin, the act of losing possession, deprivation, the harm or privation resulting from loss or separation. Mourning, the act of sorrowing, an outward sign such as black clothes or an armband of grief for a person's death, a period of time during which signs of grief are shown. Foreword by Autumn Brown. It is your own lush self you hunger for. Lucille Clifton, Blessing the Boats, Eve's version. I was dragged kicking and screaming into my divorce. I could not accept that my marriage was over, and for months I resisted the reality that my partner of 16 years had already left the building. I couldn't accept a future I might face alone, as a single mother of three children. I couldn't accept the present reality that I was already alone and had been for some time. I was trapped in fear-based loops. I lost 30 pounds in the span of 3 months because I could barely eat without vomiting. I was crying all the time. I resisted in every way possible this ending. Eventually, I shifted towards acceptance, and this, after some time, allowed for movement. I finally felt that I had completed an internal process. I look back at that time in my life and see it now as grief. Divorce taught me that grief is, for the most part, complicated and incomparable, as are the circumstances of our grief. I thought I had faced the worst grief imaginable when I lost my fourth child halfway through my pregnancy and nearly died delivering them. It remains one of the hardest things I have faced in my life. But it was a pure loss, imbued with the spiritual mystery of the universe. After my child died, I existed in the liminal space between life and death, part of me with them and part of me still very much alive. The clarity of that grief was not the same as the grief of divorce, but it was grief nonetheless. Finally, understanding my divorce as a grief process gave me liberation. The beauty of the book you are about to read is not simply that it teaches you how to face grief alone, but also that it guides you into the power of aloneness. I was afraid to be alone, afraid to be single. I was afraid that no one else could or would ever hold me. I did not yet understand the truth that this book makes plain. To be alone is an invitation. Marissa Nathan Gerson offers us a vision of grief that is neither linear nor simplistic, and instead of a formula, she offers ritual. For humans, ritual is sustenance. Ritual is how we integrate the most important experiences of our lives, so that when grief comes for us again, as it always does, we can say, yes, I remember you. And when traumatic memories resurface, as they always do, we can say, thank you for reminding me that I am alive. The grief work we are invited to do in this book is not only for those who are single. It is for those who understand that we take some of our most important journeys alone, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. Autumn Brown, February 2021. Author's note. She had reached the abandoned field. Kate Chopin, The Awakening. When I was 22, I worked the register at a coffee house in Washington, D.C. The barista I worked with most often was my friend from Addis Ababa. He schooled me on how to bring in enough tips and taught me how to honor my food, count my blessings, and be a good waitress. We became close. One day, he didn't look well. I asked him what was wrong, and he told me that his mother in Ethiopia had died that week, and that her death was making him physically ill. Why? I asked. I didn't understand yet. Because, he told me. In my country, we scream. In my country, I would yell and let this feeling out of me. I need to scream. I need to wail. But if I wail and scream here, the police are going to come. I cannot release this pain, so I am sick. We need...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?